Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today is a good day for you guys. I'm going to be talking about a topic which you all are fascinated about. How do I know? Because I get lots and lots of messages about it, and it's something that most trainers struggle with. And today's topic, episode 41, is going to be social media engagement. That wonderful world of social media that for many in this modern age is the thing that is helping them see exponential growth. I'm going to be honest with you guys straight off the bat right now. The biggest engagement for my business personally, for M10, for the education program, is social media. Would we be growing our business without social media? Of course. Because if social media wasn't there, I know I would be developing my skills or whatever is the most effective platform to market on. Whether email marketing stays and social media disappears. You know, there's a lot of things that I've developed over the years because I've studied systems. One of the reasons why professionals get better at what they do is, or their business grows, is because they move with the times. Whatever platform is growing, they double down their effort and do that. And they get very, very good. They reach out to people, they learn, they study. And that's something that I've committed to over the years. I think that, you know, a lot of trainers will say, oh, Mark, you know, how do you develop your social media following? How do you get your engagement? How do you get people to interact with you? My first thing before we get into the depths of this podcast is the fact that it's taken me a long time, guys. And when I say the word fail, I'm going to say the word fail in terms of trying marketing systems, spending silly amounts of money, having sales pages designed by the wrong people, having people write sales copy for web pages, have people doing social media. Guys, I spent thousands of somebody coming on board a social media company for a while, not to say that there's anything wrong with them, but the one I worked with was wrong. Spending a fortune and getting little return for me, only to realize that I was paying them to do a job that I wasn't really clear on what the outcome was, so they were happy to take my money. And I didn't really get a great return on it. So what did I learn from that? You know, I'd class that as a failure. But my point to you guys is that, you know, everything that I've done or where I've got to and where I want to get to is a product of learning more. And in the fitness industry, it's not something that fascinates me, but it's the truth. In terms of understanding your mindset, that's an area which not enough coaches work on. But in terms of methodology, that's what a lot of you guys spend a lot of time on, becoming better at what you do, or you should be. But when it comes to money, the three M's of becoming a very skilled coach under the M10 business mastery system, coaching mastery system, is ultimately money. It makes a difference. But to get money, we need to understand marketing. To understand marketing, we need to also know our business. And my point here is that fitness professionals don't spend enough time on marketing. Only last night I read, must have been a quarter of a book on designing lead generation systems. Something which I actually do spend a lot of time on, because Instagram brings and Facebook brings a lot of leads my way. And why are leads are important? Leads are important because the legacy I want to leave has changed within the fitness industry, as you all know. And unless I can get myself in front of thousands of personal trainers, I don't get a chance to make a difference. That's what I want to do. That's what excites me every day. That's why I do my podcast. Now, the back end of it, obviously there's financial reward. That financial reward allows me to do more, reach more people, gives me a reward for working as hard as I do, and my family, my relationship. But I invest a lot of time, guys, in understanding how to reach this amount of people. And I look at social media and I speak to trainers every single day who aren't studying marketing, business, social media. And I'm not going to say to you right now that that's a bad thing that you're not doing that. Probably because it's not something you've really connected the dots with. A lot of you will think that social media is about putting content out. And you sit there and you hope for engagement. It's far from it. The very, very, very important component to your business, Social media isn't just a chatting platform and a post whatever you want platform. Social media is a business. Now, if you are, let's say like my fiance, like she'll put photos out on social media, share her journey. Our family can see it, our friends can see it, and it's just a lovely way of her just being able to share a part of her life, and I love that. And I'm fully supportive of her doing that, and I'm fully supportive of my friends and family sharing their life, and you see me sharing my life on social media. But for me, my social media is my business. It's an extension of, it's a marketing platform for me. And if you're a professional and you make money from your craft, then social media needs to be a platform for you too. And as such, if you look at how you run your business in the gym, if you're a gym-based personal trainer, every day, as I post regularly on social media and tell you guys, every day should be about lead generation. So how does lead generation on the floor link very similarly to social media? Well, lead generation is relationship building. And so it's communication skills. As I put out in a post recently, we're in a people business. Communication and relationship building is key. And so with this, we are going into the gym floor, we're building relationships with people, we're talking to people, but we should be adding value. Something which I go into great, great detail on actually my new sales program that's coming out very, very soon for coaches. But adding value to somebody's journey, actually giving somebody something that they didn't really know that helps them get that little step closer towards their goal, to the point where somebody starts to see you as credible. Someone starts to see your information as something that they want more of. And then you can build on that to the point where eventually, guys, you will be suggestive and say to somebody, or you will suggest, should I say, that they invest in your services. Or you've given that much value that somebody feels compelled to reach out to you without you even having to ask them. So on a day-to-day basis, you walk past a shop. I did an Insta story live the other day and covered this point, which I wanted to share with you. If you walk down the road and there is a gym on the right-hand side, and there is somebody outside saying, our gym, come in, our gym, come in, join, join. You might get the odd people that impulsively say, oh God, how much is that? £15 a month. Yep, I'll do it. They don't really want a gym, but the fact it's £15 a month, they think, oh, hell yeah. But then there's a lot of people that walk by, they're on the way to work, they're busy, they're with the children, whatever it may be. And they have no thought at all about joining a gym. None whatsoever. But the simple act of going by and somebody saying, join the gym, sparks a level of interest. And they go, I haven't even thought about joining the gym. Well, maybe. And they carry on with their day. The next day they come past and guess what? Free workout pass. Train your glutes, free workout pass. Ladies, come and train your glutes. And the person that walked past on day one suddenly hears the word glutes. Something that they've been toying with the idea of wanting to improve. Come and lose body fat, female legs, bums and tums, whatever it may be. And she thinks, that Do you know what? That might actually be something I'm interested in. Next day passes. And the same message pops up. Ladies, legs, bums and tums. And then it's come and train for free. And then, do you know what? I'm going to nip home, get my stuff and pop in, right? 3 or 4 days worth of content, marketing. And this person eventually pops in. Now, from the free class, with the right level of interaction from a fitness instructor or sales, and the fact that they might enjoy the gym and the environment in the class, that person then might leave. And before they leave, the salesperson says, hey, how did you enjoy the class? Follow up, see if they enjoyed it. Guess what happens? They join, new member. Now that happens day to day. You probably walk past shops and don't realize that everything that everybody is doing is marketing. Shop windows, adverts on TV, Instagram, sponsored posts. Everything is about capturing your attention. Everything's about bringing people into your world. But the one thing that very clever marketers have is a very clear understanding of their audience. And when it comes to social media engagement, guys, this is something that very few of you have nailed down. So, give you an example for trainers. Trainers put out a lot of content that is very similar to those of the coaches that they follow. And what they forget sometimes is that the social media content of the people they follow is going out to an audience that's specifically completely different to them. Give you an example. Over the years, my page has changed in line with my development. But for many years, it was all about physiques, developing a physique, all my coaching videos. And then there was a big, big shift with everybody wanting to do coaching videos, put their physique out there. It's not like I led a trend, but, you know, and reach their goals. So everything that I do has a purpose. I'm very, very clear for what I want to bring into my world. So if you are eventually going to make a sale on your page, my first question to you is social media engagement is who is it? Who do you want into your world? What do they do? How much money do they have? What's their knowledge base? What's their experience base? What keywords do they understand? I'm going to give you a clue. Most of your clients don't understand the word execution. Most of your clients don't understand the word body composition. I learned this the hard way, guys. My failures are gifts to you. For years, body composition. We understood it in the Poliquin world. We understood it in the personal training world. But the type of person that's getting up in the morning that doesn't like their body and wants to go to the gym, they understand words such as weight loss. They understand words such as body shape. They understand words such as diet. And believe it or not, they're the words that you need to use to bring people into your world. Now, once they're in your world, there is no reason why you can't start to use the more complicated words such as, you know, everybody wants to lose weight. But how we describe it as is body composition. And then you start to educate people on what body composition means. But the word that you use to bring them into your world is weight loss. And if you're a personal trainer and your day-to-day clients will only understand that level of word, don't be frightened to use it on social media. Because one thing that you've got to do is you've got to get these people first and foremost on your social media platforms to know you. And you can't get them to know you or even come onto your page if the content you're creating is in a language that they don't understand. So we need to understand who your audience is, how to actually, you know, what they do. Not how to reach them yet, but what do they do? What do they look like? What's their age? Get a very firm picture of what an ideal client will look like. And for most coaches, it's overweight, out of shape, executives, housewives, day-to-day average Joe people. And as I explained on the Average Joe seminar, that is a great opportunity for you all to grow your business and your brand. Huge. And then we need to get people to engage. So that's where the point that engagement is adding comments just slightly before that. We need to get people to see a post, see something that you put out on social media and go, that relates to me. It needs to be relatable to something that's a problem for people. They're struggling to lose weight. They don't feel sexy. If you're a physique coach, people want to know why they're not going to be able to lose body fat off their legs. Guys want to know why they can't build a big chest. You've got to imagine what will catch my attention as a user, but you need to understand who it is that you want to train. If it's weight loss, guys, do not be frightened that you can't put social media stuff up about weight loss and fat loss. If it means that you're going to get people into your world, people need to like you. So they need to see a bit of you. All of you out there who are just reposting motivational quotes, and those of you that just hide behind quotes and pictures, put yourself out there. Was it easy for me in the early days to put the camera in my face and do a video and leave it on Instagram? No. Is it easy now? Yes. Because I'm clear. I know who I'm speaking to. But if you're someone whose page is littered with pictures and you're of just other people's content and it's not your own, and I can't get to know you, and you don't use Insta stories, and you don't use Facebook lives, and you don't do Insta lives, how do I get to understand who you are? People won't buy from you if they don't know you. So people need to see content that's relevant to them. But if there's no one behind it, if it's just pictures, they can't really engage with that. You know, there's a lot of people with incredible YouTube channels that drive people to their Instagram page, and from their Instagram page, they drive them somewhere else. I'll explain that in a second. And then once people like you and they start to see a bit of your life, which is where you go, maybe the odd picture of you and your family and your relationship, and then they have a post about a specific topic, but you've used images of yourself training or doing something that's very relatable to what the goal is of the client that you work with, they need to see that a little bit more regularly. And they need to feel like, do you know what? If I'm going to bump into somebody in a bar and I'm going to say hello on week one, and then I'm going to see that same person on week two, and each time I talk to them, we have a really good conversation, a really good connection, the natural progression is to say, what's your number? And that doesn't mean from a relationship perspective. I meet so many people in the fitness world who I meet them on first engagement, and the conversation level we have is incredible. And I go, mate, let's take each other's number. Are you on Instagram? And just by giving something that's engaging, i.e. having a great conversation, we end up becoming friends. And I'm looking for social media people to like my content, like me, get an insight into who I am. Guys, you're listening to this podcast right now and you're getting an insight into who I am. The reason this podcast is going to be a bit longer is because, you know, I want you to get this. And I want you to feel like you're part of this conversation with me. And guys, I really want to help you. And if you know I want to help you, this is the reason why you still follow me on Instagram. It's the reason why you come on my Instagram lives. The reason why you come on the courses, because you know that I'm going to help you. I promise you guys to become better. I'm going to help you buy that house that you want. I'm going to help you get better known, because the more coaches that are better known, the better it is for me. Because the better the fitness industry gets, I get closer to leaving my legacy. So I will put content out. I will make myself approachable. I will put pictures out of me when I'm doing stuff with my fiance and my family and my friends. And I'll let you into my world. But most of you don't let me into yours. So I don't get to know you. And then, do you know what? I meet you at seminars and I go, what a great person. But you've not let me in on social media, so I have no reason to engage and follow you or communicate with you on social media. And so we've got this building relationships, building a following, because you've shared content relevant to the type of people that, you know, you want to talk to. And if your page, guys, has got 500 people that all want weight loss and they're all engaging with your page, don't worry that I'm not on it. Don't worry that your other peers aren't on it. You're not doing your business, growing your business for that. I'm not trying to get my peers on my social media page, you know, not specifically. Now, they may be because of the development I've got in the fitness industry, and that would be great at the right time, but I'm not doing it for them. I might be introduced to them at some point and we get a mutual business connection, but the content I share is all relevant to you guys and how that helps you grow. Now, what happens with engagement, driving engagement, is if no one's commenting on your posts and no one's giving you direct messages, you're not adding enough value. The odd quote here without any information underneath isn't giving me an opportunity to learn what you mean. It's just a quote. A picture of you training is like, that's nice. But if there's some education underneath it, something that I can learn from you, if I'm coming on your page as a weight loss, fat loss, body composition, whatever it may be, I want to learn from you. Social media is pictures, that's fine. Pictures gets likes, but likes doesn't make money. Engagement makes money. I'll tell you right now, guys, I would be happy with 30,000 followers if the level of engagement that I get continues. Every single day, I'm having people leave their email address with me. I'm having people booking courses. I'm having people buying my ebooks. I'm having people book me for mentoring, joining my mastermind programs. And my engagement is very, very high because of people know I add value and they want to communicate with me and they want to know how I can help, them. So it's not a problem if you've got 1,000 followers, but you're making a good revenue on 1,000 followers. Don't think numbers is the way to go. Think return on your investment, time investment, building your social media platform is all about engagement. Now, the other thing you need to consider is content. You need to think about where you're sending people to. Now, if you're continually just building a following on your social media page, my question to you is, how do you communicate with these people beyond that? So in marketing, we have cold audiences, warm audiences, and hot audiences. Cold audiences are people that have never heard from you before, ever engaged with you. A warmer audience is potentially people that have met you, engaged with you through other people, or people that have just found out about you and only just heard about your product. And hot are people that have been following you, they're engaging with you, they've been on your social media page for a while. These could be people in the gym that talk to you every single day, they know what you do. And that's really an opportunity where you should be selling or proposing a sale to these people. But a cold audience are the type of people that you're trying to attract on social media. Social media is attraction marketing. And if you get a new following on a day, that's a cold person just joining your page and now they're warming up. And so ultimately when somebody is pretty warm on your page or cold, it still works very, very well, you need to consider driving them to an article on your website occasionally, a homepage on your website where you can pick up people's data and email addresses. And I'm not going to talk about how you actually build data collection. We'll do that another time. But collecting email addresses from people is vital because you can build an email list. You can build a weekly email list and you can communicate with this list. Just remember, your social media platform is all about driving people to somewhere where you can collect data rather than just keeping people on your social media platform and not getting any engagement with them at all. So I did look into opt-in pages, look into landing pages, look into data collection. Does your website have a place where you can give something for free to collect data? Something which I'm going to talk at more detail in moving forward. And so when we look at our social media and we say, well, we're going to build relationships, we're going to build a loyal tribal following, we know who we're talking to, that's a key thing. We need to get people to like us. We've got to put content out which is relevant to the right type of people. But how do I turn that into a week-to-week strategy? How do I get people's attention? What is it that I've actually got to do, Mark? Well, there's a few things that you can do. And one of those things is to research. What do other people do? You know, if you're weight loss, how does the body composition or the body coach interact with people? If you're weight loss, go and look at Slimming World. Go and look at Weight Watchers. Go and look at other top coaches that have got big followings and tribes and look at the latest things that they're doing. Are they just copying people's posts and reposting them? Are they hiding behind social media and not presenting themselves? No. Now look at Joe Wicks. He's a very likable guy. He puts a lot of content out and helps a lot of people. Is your page helping anybody? Is it helping your audience? What would I say if I landed on it? And to that degree, you need pictures of you. You need videos of you. You need videos of you training, but not hardcore training if it's weight loss clients. They need to learn a little bit from you and be inspired from you. So even videos of you training, but not at max effort, not to intimidate people. Your content's got to inspire people. They've got to learn a little bit from you. If it's weight loss, recipes are brilliant. People can copy them. If it's weight loss, it could be motivational videos, sending people to Insta stories and listen to some motivational tips of the day. if it's fat loss, how do we lose body fat? What am I currently doing now to lose body fat? What's my diet? Can I follow your journey? Can someone follow my journey and learn from me? It's essential that you really start to look at how you can present your information. And guys, going back to research, you've got to look at what other people are doing. Don't follow my page and think, oh, okay, I work with weight loss clients and fat loss clients, but I'm going to follow Mark because I will follow Mark because it helps my personal training business, but his content is not relevant to my audience. So try and find people whose content is relevant to your audience. Don't copy, but learn what they do. The other thing that I'm going to tell you to do is post every day. Show up. Don't be up and down. Inconsistency will just mean that people get confused. They don't know if you're coming back. They can't trust your if you're regular with your content. So I'll tell you right now, you've got to be showing up. People have got to know you're going to be there. Guys, Mastery Monday, it's always on Monday. The podcast is always on Thursday. Mark always puts out posts every single day. Mark's on Insta stories every day. Mark's on Instagram Live. I can always count on Mark to put content out. Do your clients count on you to put content out that helps them? It's so important, guys, that you consider the quality of your content, the videos, the software. If you're going to do videos, use Camtasia. If you're going to make images, use Canva. Make your videos presentable. Speak clearly. Make sure you're not walking and the wind's blowing and people can't hear you. Occasionally it'll happen, I'm sure it all does. We all make the odd mistake. But be thoughtful. And the other thing I'm going to say, guys, is don't literally just do something off the cuff. Think, plan, be structured, prepare yourself. Ask yourself when you do content, is this going to be of interest to me? My audience, sorry. Every day you're working with day-to-day people. Every day you might be working with physique competitors. Every day you might be working with people wanting to get leaner, build a better body shape. What language do they use? Ask your audience, when you first started working with me, what did you want to know the most? If I could create something, what would it be? If I could create content that you would watch every single day, what would it be? And you know what? The messages I get on social media and the feedback I get from the podcast and the work that I do on my mastermind program and the mentoring that we do from M10, I listen every day to the problems that people are facing. And I drive a lot of my content to that because if they're struggling, you're struggling too. It's so, so important. Another thing personal trainers should consider doing on their social media pages is asking their clients to tag them in. Videos of them training. There's nothing wrong in this marketing world nowadays. Just do a quick Insta story of your client doing some split squats or a leg press and they can just tag you in. My trainer putting me through a workout. Guys, do you not think that your clients' friends are very, very good referral opportunities? And so if you're not taking the odd picture of you with a client, if you're not doing the odd video with you with a client and getting your clients to tag in, how are their friends ever going to find out about you? Okay, sure, your client's going to go home and say, I had a great workout, but that's not getting them any closer to you. Tagging you in a video. I'm tagged in very, very many posts all week. And even when we do social engagements, you know, my colleagues, we tag each other. And as much as you might think, oh, social media, it's a pain. Guys, how much do you want to improve? Because if I'm in a restaurant or I'm with somebody and I think this is a value, then I'm going to post it. And I'm going to post it and I'm going to be strategic about how I do that. And so you should be strategic. You should think, crikey, if I'm with this client right now and they've got a great network of friends, my client's a lawyer and all their friends are lawyers and all their friends are quite affluent and they're all potentially the type of people I want to work with, get them tagging you. Tag them in a picture. Ask them to share an Insta story. Ask them to share a post. It's so valuable. And guys, with the clients you're working with on a day-to-day basis, share their story. Even if it's a picture of them training and you giving an update on where they're at. In order for people to understand you and your business, present the results. Now, the results could be progressional, it could be a transformation, it could be the fact that someone's giving you a testimonial, but you've got to share social proof. So in line with your social media engagement strategy, you've got to know your audience. You've got to know exactly who they are, and you've not got to get frightened off by your peers. You need to be resilient. You need to keep posting regularly. You need to put thought and time and build a social media strategy. Monday to Sunday, when am I going to post? You're going to look at your Instagram page, look at your Facebook page, look at when you get a level of engagement. If it's not very big right now, you need to think, right, how do I get it to grow? How do I get in front of my ideal customers? I'm going to hopefully tag people. I'm going to share people. I'm going to get my clients sharing information about me. And I'm going to ask my clients to help me build my profile. I'm going to speak in a language that my customers like and enjoy and understand, not what my peers are looking for. I'm going to show a degree of myself on social media, my life, my family, my friends, what I do, what I'm interested in, my own progression in life. I'm going to use content and write posts that are almost probing somebody to ask a question. Writing posts like, you know, it's really interesting when I look into a particular topic and I learn this, I'm sure you're in the same sort of position, and somebody then messages you back, okay, that post was always written for me, and I'm like, hey, great. And guys, if people comment on your posts, send them a DM. I really appreciate you commenting my post. If there's anything else I can help you with, just drop me a message back. If people can comment on things on Insta Story, message them back. Most of you that follow me know that I do video replies a lot of the time. Why? Because it lets you feel more connected to me. It gets you to feel like I'm speaking to you. And if I'm speaking to you, then you're building a better relationship with me. And this is very important to me. Guys, I'm telling you this because I think you should all be spending money with me. Why? Because I know this podcast alone is going to increase your revenue. It's going to increase your business. It's going to increase your productivity and confidence on social media. I'm giving you for free. But in return, things like coming on my seminars, coming on my mastermind, mentoring with me, working with me, I can take your business sky high. Anything that you want to achieve, we can create a plan to be able to get you there. However, where you're at right now, you're struggling to grow your business. You're struggling to get your audience to even interact with you because you're not doing what I'm doing. You're not helping and giving value and sharing information because you're confused, because the audience that you're going after, you're not even communicating with. You're trying to communicate with an audience with language to try and impress other people. Language that's confusing to your audience. So is it any wonder that your audience isn't interacting with you? Is it any wonder that you're not getting DMs? And remember, guys, 20, 40, 100 followers. If 70% of those people are interacting with you, your conversion rate, your return on the investment of your time is high. If I have, coming up to 30,000 followers, if my engagement rate is very high and the return on my investment is high, i.e. I'm making money and I can metric that, I can track that, I can see the data against that, I will double down my efforts. I will stay up till midnight studying marketing. I will invest in mentors. I will spend my money. If it costs me thousands to hire a mentor, but I know that that mentor can bring me tens of thousands back, I dump the cash down. I get it done. You know, there's so many times that trainers procrastinate when it comes to investing money. Do you know the same thing that you guys face when clients want to book a PT session with you and they get to the end? And they go, I just need to speak to the invaluable content on a day-to-day basis, is reminding people of key things that they're not thinking about in a language that they understand, that links to their highest goals and highest values in life, that means that they value the cost that you charge for training, or it changes their perception on what training is all about, so that they feel compelled to engage with you and communicate with you on social media. So, guys, this has been a brilliant podcast for me. Marketing is something that I absolutely adore because it's allowed me to reach more people, reach my goals, and continue to progress to help you guys to get better. But in doing that, sharing this information is going to help you interact with people. That's the biggie. It's going to help you have clarity with your social media content. You know, I've gone on a little bit today. I don't plan on doing these long podcasts, but listen to this, guys. Get engaged with it. If you've got to the end of this, then you've really taken some gems away today. And I really, really hope it's helped your business grow. And please, guys, drop me a review. Let me know what you think to the podcast. Tag me on social media. Let's help more personal trainers. Let me help you get better. And I really thank you. If you've got to the end of this podcast and you've listened to the whole thing, thank you. I appreciate you. Guys, have an awesome day. I hope you found today helpful. And I'll speak to you soon.